Ronan Kelly is back with his look at what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Carol. The front pages look different today to accommodate coverage of Sinead O'Connor's funeral. The full length of the Irish Examiner front page is taken up by a long aerial photo of the cortege. The Irish Daily Star front page carries a similar photo over the headline, Sinead's Last Bow, while the Irish Times front page prints in full a poem written by her brother, the writer Joseph O'Connor, which he read at her service. It's about a time as a child when he was supposed to be minding her and she went missing. It describes his panic and then his relief at finding her, and it's worth reading. The Irish Daily Mirror coverage of the funeral runs to seven pages, and it, like the other papers, carry photos of members of the public and famous figures who were there. The Star prints a picture of three members of U2 outside the service, including Bono. And beside that, the paper writes that Sinead O'Connor once joked that she wanted to live longer than Bono so that he wouldn't be at her funeral, describing her as a national treasure. On other front pages, the Belfast Telegraph has the word blunder. That's over the story about the Police Service of Northern Ireland inadvertently releasing personal details of its staff and officers online. The Telegraph says that the unprecedented data breach of monumental proportions saw the PSNI scramble desperately last night to contact its officers after their details were published. The Irish Daily Mail front page reports on the death of a former teacher in a Dublin school who was about to face Garda charges of child abuse. One of the alleged victims said he wanted to go to court and look the man in the eye, but now he can't. The Mail headlines the story about the school. My mother didn't know she was dropping me off at the gates of hell. In other legal news, several of the papers report on the trial in London of Kinahan gang member Thomas Kavanagh. The Irish Daily Star says that the court heard that Kavanagh sourced guns so that he could then reveal their location to police as part of a deal to get a lighter sentence. Elsewhere in the Star, the paper reports that the girlfriend of peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney, who was shot in Lebanon last December, has revealed that yesterday was the day they were due to marry. The Star has a picture shared by Holly McConnellogue, which appears to show the late soldier trying on his wedding ring. Back to the front pages, and the Irish Independent reports that child benefit may be increased in the next budget. While the charity alone says that previous budget increases have made little difference to elderly people. That's in the Mail. Alone is also quoted in the Irish Examiner, which says that older people can't afford to turn on their heating, with one elderly person's electricity bill being €300 higher than their monthly pension. In tech transport stories, the Examiner reports that the surge in electric vehicle sales is mainly confined to urban Ireland, while the Irish Times says that Dublin City Council is subsidising electric cargo bikes to businesses to try out for a year. If you're a sportswoman, you might want to avoid the Examiner sports pullout. It has a piece on two women GAA players and their male partners who are also GAA players. The male players, they say, are almost professional, while the women have to pay their own travelling expenses as well as shelling out for gyms and medical treatment. For a good long read, check out the Irish Daily Mail. The paper carries a detailed interview with Andy Malkinson, whose conviction for rape was quashed last month. He had spent 17 years in prison, twice as long as he should have, because he refused to attend group sessions at which he would have had to admit his guilt. And if you're looking for a lift, check out the big photo on the back page of the Examiner. It's by Dan Lenehan and it shows Thomas Neville surfing in Inchidoni in Cork. It's a riot of life, of light. Thomas is laughing out loud. He has a big white beard and it blends perfectly with the sunlit foam as he flies through the surf.